from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What in the F is going on in Dallas?
Who knows?
And is there a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD down, done?
No.
No? Why you say that?
I'm just, I went to high school, or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
Because it's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I was at Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir, we will.
Put out there.
Jerry Jones might be one of those people that needs to go bye-bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think most people in Dallas are starting to feel like Jerry's the reason.
There are a lot of Dallas fans that I know of, and they all kind of have the same message. This team ain't going anywhere as long as Jerry's running things.
They're going to wait until the last leaf falls. I like that Whataburger, the classic double with cheese out of a wet paper sack.
Jerry Jones is the reason that team was so great in the 90s. I will give him all that credit. He made one of the biggest trades in football history. He's also the reason why that team is an absolute mess of a dumpster fire who still needs to sign Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons. They're not going to sign all three of them. They're probably going to sign two of them, and I think Dak is the odd man out. But what we saw yesterday was a little weird. A little weird.
I liked CeeDee Lamb's response of like, LOL.
Yeah. And then, of course, start the engines. Start the engines. CeeDee Lamb changes his Twitter handle. And again, I know there's people out there that are a lot older than me that are rolling their eyes and going, oh my God, here we go. This guy's going to join the show and he's going to talk about Twitter handles. Look, CeeDee Lamb changed everything about his profile. We see this all the time. When guys are unhappy, they drop the team name, right, they change right. The picture. He changed his picture to the Oklahoma days where he's rocking the number 2. And by the way, next to him is Hollywood Brown rocked the number 5.
That's right.
Hold my beer. Hollywood Brown keeps his profile picture as the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, but his background picture is himself.
Him and CeeDee Lamb.
And CeeDee Lamb.
That's right.
Now, there's no way. I can't say no way. There's probably a slim chance, snowball's chance in hell that CeeDee Lamb would be a Chief. But isn't this great? You got a team in Dallas that's just pining to get a playoff victory, to be relevant again, and their best wide receiver and a top wide receiver in the league is doing whatever he can to politically campaign to be like, hey, just Hollywood, I know you've only been there for like 7 days, but like talk to that guy Clark Hunt, maybe talk to that guy Brett Veach and see if there's any sort of chance and get me out of Dallas and let me be with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I went to bed last night. I'm like thinking to myself, what are the possibilities, Dusty? And the first thing I said to myself was, well, there's none. And then the second thing I said to myself was, okay, they might go undefeated if that happened. Like, if they had CeeDee Lamb going undefeated
if it doesn't happen.
Fair enough. And they're going to win every game 42-0.
Right.
But this is the day of sports where, like, this can cause a blank storm. And I know Jerry Jones doesn't care, but it's interesting to see that.
I don't even think Jerry Jones knows what's going on.
It's interesting to know that this sort of thing is happening and it involves the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think it's interesting that Jerry Jones said it's not a priority to get CeeDee Lamb done. And then it was interesting the way that CeeDee Lamb responded, you know, that tweet. And then Dez Bryant weighed in as well, where he said something to the effect of they'll never sign a great wide receiver in Dallas. And so, like, everybody's kind of piling on. And look, I understand where Jerry Jones is coming from, because I don't know that Jerry Jones knows who his quarterback's going to be after this season, right? I don't think he knows what's going to happen. And so I don't think he wants to spend money on anybody right now until they figure out what's going to happen at that quarterback spot. CeeDee Lamb is under contract for one more year. This is the time you hold out. This is the absolute right time you hold out, because, well, if you play this year, then you just become a free agent and you don't get any more money. And guys want to make sure they have financial security. There's not many times in life for any of us that we get the opportunity to cash in and have financial security, let alone for a football player who gets maybe one or two contracts that are very big and robust. CeeDee Lamb has the opportunity to do that, and he doesn't want to risk getting hurt, so he's going to sit out. I'm all for CeeDee Lamb holding out until he gets the money or the situation that he wants, because guys in the NFL don't have much leverage. Teams have zero loyalty to players in the NFL. They cut you at a drop of a hat. So this is the leverage that he has. You use it to your fullest extent. And if they end up trading him to Kansas City, that'd be a lot of fun to have him here. But we have seen KC doesn't want to pay wide receivers either, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. CeeDee Lamb's going to get one of those contracts that's like in the range of Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, all those guys who got paid. Jamar Chase is going to get one too. So that's why it's a zero. But I mean, I'm that guy that just I'm twisted and sick in the head when it comes to sports discussions. And I think to myself, like, okay, what would happen?
Mahomes to CeeDee. Oh, it'd be so good.
I mean, you got that. Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, man. Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco.
And maybe you do go get CeeDee Lamb just to deliver that knockout blow to the rest of the league and say, you know what? Screw you all. We're going to go get CeeDee Lamb. We're going to take care of business here and eliminate y'all in August.
Would you give Worthy and a pick?
Would I give Worthy and
I know,
a pick?
That's what it's going to take. I mean,
no. Because you're going to have to sign CeeDee.
Yep.
Yeah. And you got control under.
You've got Worthy at a rookie deal. Five years, if you want it. No, I'm not giving up a guy in a rookie contract with 5 years of control for a guy that you're going to have to pay $25 to $30 million a year. No, I'm not doing that at all. Would I give up a first-round draft pick for CeeDee Lamb right now? Hell yeah, I would give up him. Yeah. Would I trade Kadarius Toney for CeeDee Lamb straight up? You bet I would.
Yeah. Is that a bad sports?
You know
set?
What? I'd throw in Sky Moore as well. I would trade CeeDee Lamb to Kansas City for Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. I would have no problem with that trade.
Would you trade Rashee Rice in a second round pick for CeeDee Lamb?
No.
Who Rashee Rice? Wait.
No, because you still have control with Rashee Rice for 3 more years.
Right.
Concluding this one, because he's a second round pick, so he doesn't have the fifth year option. He's got 4 years. You still have 3 more years of control.
Right.
Now, I'm not trading any players that I like for him. Yeah, I will trade picks for CeeDee Lamb.
Well, we know Brett Veach loves picks more than players.
I know.
Which is tough.
Right.
Now, I mean, it brings up a debate.
I mean,
what's your worst sports take?
My worst sports take was cutting Alex Gordon at the opening day of 2011. That was my worst sports take ever. That's a no-brainer for me.
I think my worst sports take was that Matt Castle could be an MVP.
I think we all had that.
Straight up, on God himself, I said, Matt Castle come to Kansas City, he could be an MVP quarterback. That's probably my worst take. 913-586-7610. Be honest. Humble yourself. Have you ever had a sports take that was terrible that came back to bite you in the ass?
And if you say no, we can go back on the text line and look it up, because we keep records.
Yeah, everyone's had a bad take.
There's a lot of, and the reason we bring it up is because Carrington declared yesterday's Team USA game over on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then Gold Sports Takes.
Is he in there now?
There.
Is he on the air?
He is
on the air. All right. Because I would say, come on in here and talk a little bit about that bad take that you had yesterday. Team
no
USA,
faith.
You're not counting them out.
No
he'll
faith.
Just, he'll just say it was reverse psychology.
Well, this game's over. No, it's not.
I also told my buddy who's also a Tennessee Vols fan, Big Ed.
We call
him Big Ed. I told him last year that Milton was going to win the Heisman.
Yeah, that's bad.
Not a bad take at the start of the season.
No, it started the season. It's fine. Yeah, Milton sucks, but Patriots fans don't know that yet. My first take would be, first bad take that comes to mind would be Russell Wilson to the Broncos. I thought that was home run. Thought that was going to be insane. I thought the team was going to be incredible. Contender.
Let's ride. You should have known as soon as he cut that promo, it wouldn't
have
happened.
Yeah.
As soon as he said, let's ride. Broncos country. Perfect. Let's ride.
From the 913, Bob, your worst take was wanting to trade Bobby Witt Jr. all offseason. That's not what I said. I said, if you're not going to sign Bobby Witt long-term, you trade Bobby Witt. They signed him long-term, therefore you don't trade Bobby Witt. You don't keep a guy around if you're not going to sign him with that kind of value to make your organization better.
Yeah, you don't want to lose him for nothing. That's all you're saying. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Because until John Sherman wrote the check, we had not seen ownership ever step up and really pay somebody to keep them here long term like they did with Bobby Witt Jr. And so if you're losing 106 games and you're not planning to sign Bobby Witt or he doesn't want to sign here long term, the trade value was the highest it was ever going to be last offseason. You trade Bobby Witt Jr. and you start to rebuild your ball club. They signed him instead, and I'm good with that. And that's one of the two options.
You got another one besides Russell?
Recently, last year, Justin Ross thought he was going to be like a starting wide receiver. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Fell for that one.
Matt Castle's MVP is almost as bad as a take as Blake Bortles being Tom Brady.
Oh, God.
Blake Bortles' take from that midday guy.
It wasn't a midday guy.
He was a morning guy.
Yeah.
Wore a leather jacket and gelled his hair every morning. From the 913, I wanted Deshaun Watson over Mahomes. Thank you, Ron Hughley.
Watson, yes!
That's not a bad take.
No, it is now.
At the time, it wasn't. And I really do think like there was conversation. And from what I was told, Deshaun Watson didn't know who John Dorsey was in their interview. And so they booted him to the curb after that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.